Okay, thank you for joining me on my very first podcast. Let's dive into the story. Hope you like it. One day, there was a girl named Trixie. She had a dog that she liked, but she was still very lazy. She didn't do anything except lay in her bed and read and read and read. One day, her mom said, "Trixie, why don't you go out and shake a leg and walk around the beach?" So she decided to go do it. She found some rocks which she liked to climb, so she just started to climb. When she was climbing up to the top, she pinched herself, and she realized right where she pinched herself was a big, giant, dark cave. She walked inside very quietly. She heard a noise. It was like this. She was so scared, she ran and ran out of the cave. She hid behind the back of the cave. But when she realized it, she peeked back inside and there was a dog and it looked like a princess. She went and said, "Hello, I'm Trixie." The princess said, "No one ever finds me here. I'm usually just staying here and play with my dog all the day." So she said, "Do you want to come with me out on the beach?" "I've never been there," said the princess. So they walked along the beach and started to talk. They started to know each other while they walked along the beach. Then the princess said, "I better get back to my cave. Thank you, it was a lovely evening." So Trixie went back to her house and the princess went back to her cave. And then she fell asleep. She dreamed about her and the princess having a friendship together. The next morning, she ran to the beach. She went up and then she realized that there was a couch and a TV. It seemed like it was the wrong cave because when she walked in the cave, there was nothing. She decided to walk in and said, "Princess, princess." But instead of an answer, there was a loud grumble. So she decided that she should walk deeper because before she was very scared and she didn't come out. So she went in and there was a humongous goblin. Right before it could look at her, she ran out. And then she decided she'd try to find the princess cave instead. So she went out and looked and looked and looked, but there was no princess or cave, either than the goblins. So she decided to go back to her house. The princess showed her that she should do a little more things. So she did a puzzle, she read more books, and she played jacks with her mom. Then it was time to sleep, so she went to bed. The next morning, she went out and she couldn't find any cave at all. Not even the goblins or the princesses. So she decided to look around more. She looked and looked and looked, but there's nothing she saw. She decided to go back to her house. She told her mom about all of it. She said, "That sounds familiar. My grandpa told me a story of it once, but it never made sense." So she asked her mom to tell it to her. Then she'd have something to do and she'd know more. So the mom began. "Once upon a time, there was a princess. She loved playing with her dog. She had a very big cave and it was dark. She had no furniture, not even a couch. So she decided to go deeper into the cave She started to like it there, and she lived there. So, she decided she wanted a neighbor. So she went, and she knew the first person or thing she saw would be her neighbor. But the first thing she saw was a goblin. So she asked if she would like to be his neighbor. And he said, yes, but in a rude kind of way. So he made a cave right by hers. But the next day, there was no princess cave, and the goblin's cave was over there. And the goblin said, well, this is better, a cave all to myself. But then the princess's cave came back. And then the goblin was angry, so he decided to destroy her cave and destroy all the things she loved most. So he tried to destroy the dog, but the dog was very, very too big and strong for the goblin. So he left the dog and ruined her cave. Then the goblin realized what he had done. He thought about it and thought that if someone else had ruined his cave, he wouldn't have a cave to live in or do anything about it. But he still felt mad at the princess for doing that, for asking her right away. So he left it that way forever.
So there's no happy ending, said Trixie.
I guess not.
Well, I can change that, said Trixie.
Okay, but be careful of the goblin.
Are you sure you don't want me to come with you?
No, I'm fine, said Trixie. So she went out on the beach, and she found crumpled rocks right by the one where she pinched her finger. She tried to open. Soon, she covered all the rocks and found her cave. She looked and looked for the goblin's cave. She didn't have any idea because the goblin had a cave and it didn't end with the goblin not having his cave. So she decided to look farther and farther. Soon she found the goblin's cave. It wasn't as close as it was. So she decided that she would go into the goblin's cave again. So she went in and said, Goblin, I know you don't know me, but she was saying it to no one because no one was really in there. So she looked around. Soon she found the goblin. The goblin was angry with her for coming in without knocking. Then he realized that there was no door, so he got less mad. Then she told him that the feeling that he had before, he should have stayed with and built her cave again. It made him realize that he shouldn't have done that. So he decided to build the princess's cave again. He built and built and built, but he didn't know where the princess was. So he looked and looked and looked, but there was no one. Suddenly, Trixie had an idea. She knew that she loved the beach. So she went out on the beach, looked far from the ocean, looked far off into the distance, but there was no one. Right as she was about to give up hope, she heard a voice say, Trixie, 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 Trixie. She looked back and it was the princess. She said, Princess, Princess, I want to tell you something. So she did. She told her that the goblin said that she could have her house back and built her cave again. So the goblin and the princess said sorry to one another, and she let the goblin stay where he wanted, and he decided that he should stay where she wanted. And so they put their houses together and acted like a brother and sister to one another. From then on, Trixie had two more friends to play with, and she always, always went out to play with them. The end. Thank you for listening.